P1 podcast for April 19th, 2008. Lemon Face, Lion Face.
So nice of you to wear that panda suit today. So cute.
Just the top.
Mm-hmm. And no bottoms.
That's hot.
And no bottoms.
Howdy doody. Hi.
What's up?
What's up? Hello. Hello. Welcome to the P1 Podcast. Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Or afternoon. Wow, I keep forgetting this is a podcast. You can listen to this anytime you want. Well, very happy to be here today. My name is Quimby, and I am ringleader of sorts of this little sideshow. Good morning. It is April 19th. You know what that means tomorrow is, you guys?
What, 20?
Dude, 420, bro! smoke it! Look at me, I smell like patchouli oil! Hey, happy 420! Ah, yes, so hello. Here we are again together. A bunch of silver spoons. How are you guys today? Hi!
Hi!
How's
good?
A bunch of silver spoons?
Yeah?
Hoping to find we're two of a kind?
Yes. Well, actually five of a kind.
We're like the only people in the room that actually know that.
Uh-huh. No, I don't.
Nobody gets the silver spoon.
The what?
Well,
Ricky Schroeder, Alfonso Ribeiro, back in the 80s.
If you don't know what silver spoons is, I don't want to know you. Get the hell out of my country. Get out. Why don't you head over there to France?
Right, bye.
See you later.
Why don't you go and leave, you communist?
Silver spoons, Alf. What up?
When was this?
80s.
I was being born in the 80s, dude.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry
it's
for
like,
you.
Like, over time, you were being born in the 80s?
I was being born in the 80s.
Like, so what year did it start? What year did it end?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, hi. This is our weirdo
mother.
Group here. And, I think you know who these people are by now. We got Danny and Spaceboy, as you know, regularly.
Hi, what up?
Yo, yo.
I want to say to you, Spaceboy, happy birthday, you sexy
happy
man.
Birthday. Thank you.
You're so beautiful for 31. You're golden. You're pristine.
He's starting to get the sexy salt and pepper in his hair.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He's starting.
Okay, well.
And we have Cormid here. Same as last week. He actually showed up for two shows in a row, people.
Wow.
Let's give him a round of applause. I'm really proud of you.
Can't believe you let me in.
Well, I can't believe you finally came out of the closet either. Thank you. And guess who else is here? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Back from his wonderful family reunion. It's our friend P1 Nerd.
Greetings. Hi. And get it right. It was a family LAN party.
Oh.
Yes.
LAN party.
Yeah. No, not land. It's LAN for local area network. God, get it right.
Whoa, sorry. Well, excuse the hell out of me. Gosh, sorry I don't speak your binary code. It's OOB28OOO/semicolon.
There's only zeros and one in binary. Duh.
Would you like a banana?
I don't really care. Ugh. Binary's gross anyways. I don't like it.
So inefficient.
It's so gross anyways. Ugh. We got our friend Carla in the audience today. So hopefully we'll make your day here. Welcome.
So this is the first podcast before a live studio audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Hi. Yay. Technically won't be live though when you see it. But hey, you know, what can I say? So today we have four acts for ya. We're going to talk about the Mikey Show Week in Review. We got some Mad Libs with Miss Sky. Hey, Miss Sky. There might be some gold bouillon in that for you. We have nerdy news yet again. Yay. I'm really excited. We finally have nerdy news back. So for all you nerds out there, today is your day. Today is your day, bro. Also, Act 4, we have p1site.com. We're going to talk about some of the hottest threads of the day, some events. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. And then maybe we'll end. Or not.
So the show this week.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited, you guys. Dude, were you excited when they announced that May 10th? The day before Mother's Day. Don't you forget.
Yeah. At 10 a.m.
At Qualcomm. Once again, at Qualcomm Stadium.
Yes.
P1 sticker strike. Da-da-da-da.
The first P1 sticker strike was the first time I've ever seen Mikey in person.
Really?
It kind of freaked me out because I was like, what, really?
Yeah.
Voice is connected to that guy?
Exactly. So how did you feel when you saw Sean, or did you even know it was Sean?
I knew it was Sean because he was the one putting on gloves.
Yes.
But the funniest thing is the look on his face when he had to go to the restroom and there was only a porta potty.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised he did it.
Go in, and then he went in. Man. I was like, oh.
Did he really?
Ugh.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable.
That
doing
had
that.
To be yeah,
me
bad.
Too.
So gross. That's bad. Mm, but I'm really excited. They have a new sticker.
Mm-hmm.
You can go check it out on MikeyShow.com.
Yep.
And what's really awesome about the sticker strike is, just like last year, what you do is you line up at Qualcomm Stadium with your little car. A lot of people go early. There was one team of friends that went there at like 3 o'clock in the morning last year. They started camping out at Qualcomm at 3 a.m. They were the very first people in line. I mean, and people started lining up from like 3 a.m. on. So all you P1s out there, I highly recommend that if you don't want to be like the last in line and maybe get cut off, that you get there early. If you don't, forget about it. You're just not going to be cool and have the new second edition P1 show sticker.
What would be nice if all the P1s from the site or whomever comes to the site post up what you've won, what you got in your envelope. That would be nice to know, like
whatever. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I can answer that question for you right now. Last year, everybody I knew pretty much got a
24-hour fitness.
Yes.
I got a T-shirt.
A lot of good-looking fit San Diegans.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Obviously, you can tell I didn't use mine. Any of you guys actually use that 24-hour fitness pass?
I did. Can't you tell?
Yeah. You're looking great, sweetie. You look hot.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Corman? Were you around for the first sticker strike?
I was around, but I didn't go.
Really? Fail. Why not? Did you not just not think it was going to be a big deal at all?
No, I knew it was a big deal and all. It was just, actually, I don't know what I was doing. I know I just didn't go.
Oh, well, that's terrible. How long was it until you finally got your sticker?
This guy, Space Boy over here, gave it to me at the Dave & Buster's party.
Nice. Aww. BFF. Sweet. You guys are so cute.
And I've been his lap slave ever since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. It's the price you pay for a green sticker. But
like I was saying, this year, the prizes that you're going to get as you drive in there are going to be amazing. Amazing. You get a $50 gift certificate, though, for a tattoo. Like, so if you're over the age of 18, legal, then you can use that $50 towards a tattoo, which I'm really excited about. I think I'm going to use it towards a tattoo. Any of you?
I'm going to use it to put something silly on Sandria.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah, if you look in the forums, so we'll talk about this a little later. Corman's offering to put up for a mural, I think, on Sanjay's back is the last I heard. It's going to be like a Mount Rushmore of the Mikey Show.
That's genius.
Well, that was his idea, the Mount Rushmore of the Mikey Show.
I don't think that'll really happen, to be quite honest. Because you cannot combine the coupons, people. I just want you to know this. You can't put together like 4 coupons and then go get a $200 tattoo.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for the sticker strike. Anything
What's
else?
What's the big prize? The big prize is the motorcycle,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's a Kawasaki Ninja.
That's a pretty sweet prize.
Rocket. Yeah, it's,
and
it's,
a ninja too, right?
And
personal bodyguard for a
ninja
week?
With it. Yeah.
Oh,
do
that's
the
awesome.
Stars come with it? That's what I want to know.
Ninja stars?
Yes. Do they come with it? Well, at least if he talks like that, I'll take him. Let's go. Love it.
I'm going for the TV.
The TV.
Oh, of course you are.
I'll take $1,000 worth of audio and video equipment.
I'll take the cash.
You know what I'll take? screw all of you. I'll take the season tickets to the Chargers this
year. Yes, for sure.
See ya. Yeah. See, you didn't want to be ya.
I forgot about that. That's a good call. Nice.
Yeah, that is sick. And usually Clear Channel gets pretty good seats at Qualcomm. I've gotten tickets from there before.
It could be in the box.
Who knows? I want it. I'm going to specifically request that.
I'm going to request that. Can I have the Charger tickets,
please? Can you stop making dirty jokes in the corner over there? Space Boy and Daddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys are disgusting. I don't like it. Stop it. Be nice, okay?
Anyway.
We're all adults here, right?
I'm going to wash your mind.
Yeah, I'm going to wash your mind with bleach. Ugh. So it's Sticker Strike May 10th. Mm-hmm. We will be talking about this more, so... You know, if you didn't hear it now, well, then we'll make sure we rub it into your brain so you don't forget ever.
Tell you about this. There is a Jack Russell Terrier in this room right now. Running around. Want to
get a dick picture?
Yeah.
That's so great. Also this week on the show was the wonderful Secret Crush fail.
Epic fail.
Oh,
dude, that was so funny.
That was pretty sad and creepy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So this 38-year-old guy calls the show and says he's in love with... He has a crush on his barista.
Who's 34.
Who we thought was 32. Oh, yeah. He's like, she's like 31, 32.
Yeah.
They call her... And first, the first thorn in his side is, I don't date customers.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That old rule. Yeah. That's what Eddie says, right?
Exactly.
And Mikey goes, just quit.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. And then.
The second one?
Just to like add insult to injury, she then states that she's 24 years old.
That's so funny.
The best part was what she said when Mikey told her how old he was.
Oh, 38?
And she goes, oh, God.
Yes, yes. Yes, right.
That's so funny.
Oh, poor guy.
No kidding.
Cradle
robber. Did you sense the bitterness of the guy at the end of the call?
Yeah, he was over it.
He was so bitter.
Definitely quivering lips.
He was like, oh, thanks, guys. Like, yeah. He was getting mad at the Mikey show because they were making...
Oh, he was just down, I think.
Mikey saw it a mile away.
Yeah,
they all
saw
it.
I think we all did, dude.
Oh, I did.
That
as a former
brutal
barista of Starbucks.
That guy probably thinks strippers like him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called customer service, dude.
that was pretty sad.
It was getting so brutal that sometimes I had to, like, turn down my radio for some reason. I was like, I can't listen.
Yeah.
But I need to listen, so I got to turn it back up.
It's all addicting. Man.
I'm actually kind of missing Cheater's Hotel, though.
Oh, really?
I'm not.
No way, dude.
I feel so much better after Secret Crush.
Yeah.
Like
Cheers
this,
Hotel is just like it.
I think it's...
You feel dirty afterwards,
I want a dirty
dude.
Little mix. Did I just say that?
Yeah, you wanna, can you say that? A little racist.
I missed that. I just meant that I wanted a little like mix maybe of crushes and cheaters. You know? I want a dirty little mix. That's what I said.
Thanks for repeating.
Okay. I don't want to repeat myself there. Also this week, man, there was another epic fail on the show, and that was of the women of Team Sass.
Nah.
That's a weekly fail.
They blew it this week when it came to the battle of the sexes. It was really, really bad. Oh, man.
They only missed, one question? Team Awesome?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Team Awesome.
B-Rob.
They had really easy questions, though. In
whatever. An easy question?
They were really easy questions. What does the brand always make?
I thought it was soap.
Who plays what's her face on Ugly Betty? The question happened to be to Sean, who watches all of TV.
What straight guy knows that answer?
Lots of straight guys know that answer.
Always makes... I don't even know what always makes.
Oh,
dude,
BS.
I thought it was soap.
Do you have a wife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always,
microphones.
Any of you who have a girlfriend, you better know what always is, or a wife for that matter. Especially you husbands.
Husbands,
you guys are lying. I can already tell. Always, you know what that is.
It was a 50-50 chance for me because I was like, it has to be like a tampon or a pad. I didn't know which one to choose, and then when.
Yeah, I think asking a married man the name of, you know, the brand of maxi pads.
I don't know.
It's pretty much a given, but all the questions just happened to be pretty easy lady questions.
No way.
I never heard always.
Sorry.
The questions for the women about men this week were a little difficult. Like, who announced that 1980 hockey game?
Whatever, dude. That's a common knowledge question.
No, it's not. No, it's like, do any of you men in this room know who announced the, was it the 1980 Olympics?
Of course. The hockey game? Who doesn't know that?
Corman doesn't even know what it is.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
Yeah, see? Nobody else
Miracle
knows
on
that.
Ice.
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody knows who announced
Miracle
that.
On 34th Street, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But it was pretty pathetic because there were a couple of questions that should have been answered.
Howard Cosell?
Yeah, that's what I would have said, but no. Who is it, Danny? Who announced that game?
I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, my God. One. See, and you just said that wasn't a hard question.
No, it wasn't.
You just, like, contradicted yourself. What? You're an idiot.
No, I'm busy.
You fail. Get off my show.
I'm busy doing something.
So the epic fail by the women kind of, it just goes to show that the women will be performing
that men are better.
Stunt. No, they just happen to ask the three dumbest chicks questions that any
brutal.
General woman should
that's
know.
Brutal.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be brutal, but if it had been any three other females besides Sky, Ashley, mainly.
Any?
Yeah, these two people, they participate in the dumb chick challenge.
Sorry, Sky, I believe in you.
Any.
People who can't answer 1-point questions on the dumb chick challenge.
That's your girl, Sky.
I'm sorry.
That's your girl, Sky.
Yeah.
Ashley, that's your girl.
Yep.
Well, I'm just stating my opinion. Like, if any of my friends were like this, hey, if Carla was answering questions like a retard, I'd call her out on it. Because I love her, and wow. I want her to know what's going down, my Browns.
Kids, can you see top of her head anymore?
No. Shut up. Kiss my yeah. And did anything else stand out to you boys?
Oh, she did it again.
Okay, Danny.
You need to stop doing that.
Danny has a really, really bad sunburn, and I keep forgetting that he has, like, raw skin, like in the movie Hellraiser, on his back. And I just touched his back for the fourth time in the last hour. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
You gonna be okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not laughing.
Do you want me to pee
on
your back
for you? Seriously, I'm not
laughing. I heard that works to help your skin feel better.
Uh-uh.
I'll pee on it.
Oh, my God.
I just want to pee on you. Drip, drip, drip.
Drip, drip, drip. Should be your R. Kelly.
Anybody got a 7-Eleven cup around here?
Oh, my God.
Here, I'll fill it up for you. I just had a venti iced coffee. It'll feel really good, I promise.
Use a ladle.
I'll just let it get down to room temperature and we'll be all right, buddy.
That's disgusting.
Did you wear pill paste that day by any chance?
No,
who put
I did
some
not.
Towels
I heard
on
sometimes
space
that
bed?
Makes the sunburn worse.
No.
Pill paste.
No.
Are you on birth control? Orthotricycline?
Yes.
Anything.
You figured me out.
Do you have fallopian tubes?
Uh-huh.
Are you having cramps as well? Would you like to go home?
Yes.
I can call your mother.
Okay.
I heard she came over here wants to pick you up anyway.
She's actually on her way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That was great.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry that I touched your back again.
Yeah.
It's okay. I went and got sunburned, too, at the tanning salon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, moving on. So, anybody else like anything else from the Mikey Show this week? Come on, throw it out there. Talk about it. Let me hear the issues, people.
I like that discussion about staying in a fast food restaurant for a week. Which one would you choose?
That was a random debate question. That was awesome.
Ooh,
I like
I didn't
that
hear
one.
That.
Awesome.
I like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Do you guys have any?
I actually texted in, but I don't think you could call it. I asked if it was possible to stay in a get locked into McDonald's in a Walmart superstore.
Oh, good point.
Because I would want to not just eat fast food for a week. I'd want to like play games.
You'd
and,
be like
no,
that
I'd
guy.
Be growing.
Be that you would have to basically eat that food for a week is basically what it comes down to. That's the spirit of the question.
True. I was totally cheating, but I want to see Jose.
Oh, I know where I'd be locked. I know where I'd be locked. I'd be locked in Soup Plantation then.
That's not fast food.
That's true.
Not fast food. You have to order.
It is fast, though.
No.
It's pretty fast when I put all that salad on my plate.
It's a buffet.
No. Mikey wanted to go to his restaurant.
The qualifications were that you have to order off a board.
Quiznos. Chop me in there.
You can do that.
Give me everything toasted.
Panda Express.
Nerd, do you have one?
Panda Express.
That was mentioned on the show. That was a good one. Panda Express.
Do you know
mine's the best. Boston Market.
No?
No, that's disgusting.
Lust Market maybe for dinner, but I mean, so I gross. Couldn't eat breakfast there.
So
dude.
Gross.
Delicious.
That place is disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah. Ugh. I got sick I like eating there, dude. Ugh.
That stuff is but for...
Chick-fil-A.
Dude, you live in a...
That's gross.
The 4x4 freaking trailer if you like Boston Market. Yeah. Creepy weirdo.
All right, so does anyone remember what Sean said?
No, Sonic?
Panda Express? Is he the one who said that?
Taco Bell.
Oh, that's right. Sean said Taco Bell. He was dead serious about it, too.
Drop, played that.
He was dead Wait serious.
Wait a minute. Of all people in the world, let me just put this out there. Of all people in the world, Sean would be locked in Taco Bell. Have you ever stepped foot in a Taco
that's
Bell?
That's gross.
Those places are disgusting.
I don't even.
I heard that their meat, their beef starts as.
Jack Russell Lake Terrier?
Yeah. Or is Jack
as
Russell
what?
Terrier?
As Jack Russell.
No, no. Is it that's like the gross. Soy meat at the Jack in the Box?
Something like that. Like it starts off as liquid and then
or is it like
it.
Dehydrated crap?
Yeah.
So gross.
I don't even see Sean eating at a Taco Bell,
no,
let alone
either.
Living one for a week.
I know. Yeah. Like that
I would
lettuce
like to see that.
Tastes like bleach.
Now I have a question. Does a Mexican food restaurant fall into this category? Is it considered fast food?
Well, you order on board.
Yeah.
Anything that with a last mine, name Toes is delicious in my book. Like, Roberto's, Alberto's,
oh,
Filiberto's,
okay.
Juanberto's, Alfredo Berto's,
Albertacos.
What about Rubio's?
Sombrero's.
Yes,
Sombrero's
Mexican.
Is the best taco shop in San Diego. Thank you.
They sell beer
Santana's.
At Rubio's.
Santana's. No, it's nasty. Oh, that place God. Is so overrated. Well, I still like you guys, even though you do like... a place named after a guitar dude. Santana's. Nice.
Whatever.
Well, he owns a place.
And you're Mexican? Wait a second. Can we? I want to revoke your Mexican status.
Do it.
The next racial draft, the white people are going to take you back.
That's all right.
And then we'll give Space Boy over to the Mexican nation. Is that cool?
Wouldn't their IQ double?
That's fair.
I think it's a fair trade. That's I mean, overall, I think the Mexicans... they're going up. Because Danny...
Olay?
Yeah. Danny, like, you are ashamed to your own race, I must say.
No way,
you
dude.
You are. Doesn't
no,
like
what?
Hot sauce, first
no.
of all. Let's talk about
I'm
that.
I'm not ashamed. I never said I was ashamed. I just don't do certain things mm-hmm. that they are accustomed to.
You... Why do you lie, liar?
Whatever, dude.
I'm revoking your card.
Do it. You can have it.
Hamburgers and hot dogs. what other debate topics were pretty cool this week? Anything?
Well, there was the... If you could combine Arnold Schwarzenegger, all his movies, and then Sylvester Stallone
mm-hmm.
in all his movies, who would win in a fight? And it's... The question's obvious. Like, the answer's obvious, I mean. It would be the Terminator.
I disagree.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but well, if Dude. You go from movie to movie, as how the characters live in the movies, Terminator actually dies.
So what? Dude, Stallone's
He's
an
died
idiot.
In several of his movies.
Stallone is an idiot.
Everybody
Stallone
can die.
Has never died.
Whatever. You know who
any
wins
movie.
Over all of the Terminator and Rambo?
Schwarzenegger died in
Dude,
Predator.
How about Conan the Barbarian? He beats everything. He'll just chop your head off. That's right. Did I hear OJ somewhere in the corner? No, Conan the Barbarian will win everything. Have any of you seen Conan the Barbarian?
No,
please.
Sorry. No.
Corman.
Isn't he on after Jay Leno?
Yes.
You failed.
Yes.
He's a real tall guy, red hair. Awesome. Love him.
Oh, man.
I miss Andy Richter.
Conan the Barbarian will come and like pwn Rambo for sure. He'll pwn him. Kindergarten Cop, I don't care who you are, he'll beat up everybody in this room.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
How about Twins? I say Arnie and Danny DeVito any day will be fantastic. They'll be the team of a lifetime.
Anyway.
That was a smooth transition, Danny. Did you have
Segway.
Anything else to say
anyway.
About?
Yeah.
Did you have anything else to say about Schwarzenegger
I'm
or
just,
Rambo there?
I'm just over your conversation. Sorry.
Ooh. He wants to take over the host.
Somebody's a negative Nancy over here.
Yep.
And the bring
but
me down.
He just said he was a disgrace to his race.
Yeah.
Are you personally offended by that? Let's talk about it on the air.
Dude.
This could be a another famous fight.
No.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to bring you down, Danny. Dude,
it's not. It's cool.
She's never going to give you
have a fight.
Are you going to get over it?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Why don't you want to talk about Rambo and Conan anymore?
Because I have another better random debate question.
Oh, what do really? You got? Bring it on.
Giving up TV or driving?
That's easy.
That's easy.
You guys all better say driving. Or, I'm sorry, TV.
TV.
Yeah, TV.
I don't watch TV as it is.
Yeah, I don't give either.
Up now, if it was giving up internet,
you would
or
give
driving?
Up driving over TV.
Hell yeah, I would.
You are crazy.
No, I'm not. I disagree.
I would say TV and computer would be in the same boat then.
No.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
No,
yeah.
Look at these guys flipping out.
You can't do that.
Technically, you can watch TV
because
on your computer.
Before,
you
just, before
your computer would be
the internet,
watching TV. That's all it is.
TV was the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, but that wasn't the question. That wasn't
still,
the question.
They didn't put it in any time.
There's no conflict there. Everyone's going to give up TV because you can watch everything on your iPod.
No, because you couldn't watch TV on your computer. That was the rule, too.
You can't watch TV shows.
Yeah, you can't watch. Like, it'll be blocked from your computer.
It's fine.
Magical software will be put on your computer, and you can't watch TV shows.
Magical software.
Magical software.
Where can I get this magical software?
Like the magical beans you
ate last week. I'll send you the link.
Vomiting.
Oh, no, not that kind of software.
Yes, that's the kind of software.
No.
It's easy to give up the driving if you've lived without a car before.
You're on crack.
I've lived without a car for about 5 years, and...
What?
I'd easily give up driving again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's fine.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just bum rides,
it was like
B-Rob.
B-Rob put that out there that...
that he did that.
You know, he lived without a car for a long time, so he could easily live without the driving.
Yeah.
I could give up the driving easy like that. Wouldn't even care.
Yeah, I can see Boston Rob because he needs a TV to watch his socks.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the TV to watch my Padres, so I can... I couldn't deal without a TV. I really, really couldn't. Plus, I had a lot of good friends at that time that gave me rides. Buses suck, but then Al Gore, I think, would like me more if I gave up the driving. And that's all I really want is to be in Al Gore's favor. Dude, how about the voices, the impersonations that people did this week?
Well, before that, this guy was in studio over here.
Space Boy was in studio.
Yes, you were.
This guy, over here.
This guy.
Way over here.
And you got to hear some of those voices.
I did.
Yes. You what'd you think?
I thought that the first few that led through were great.
Okay.
Got Cleveland.
Yes, that was great. I love that.
And the guy from Shawshank. The black guy from Shawshank.
What's his name?
Come on, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Thank you. Yeah, that one was dead on. People started calling in with Cartman. Peter Griffin.
Cartman.
Not so much, but yeah, what'd you guys think?
I tried to call in and the phone kept ringing.
Do you have one?
No, I was gonna do an audio Rickroll for San Diego. I was about to sing Rick Astley on the air, but my call wouldn't have gone through.
Oh, darn.
I think you sound so much like Rick Astley. I mean, I don't understand why you didn't get through.
I have like
looks
a dirty high
just
voice.
Like him, too.
Once I start singing Rick Astley, I can make it deep and like start singing like him. And
really? I really wanted to do it,
but never picked up the phone.
I don't
on,
believe
B-Row.
You.
That's how he swooned to P1 Ray.
Yeah.
She was powerless against it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. I think the girl that did the Cinderella voices was awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
So beautiful. So, Space Boy, how was your time in the studio?
It goes by too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
It was, you know, you go look at the clock and it's already 9. I'm like, whoa, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Gone, or 3 hours.
Was it everything you hoped for and more?
It was everything I hoped for. Sky had to leave early, unfortunately. So.
That's a bummer.
But Ashley was very animated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a super duper person. I like it.
I heard she gave you a gift.
She did. I got some of Ashley's cakeys.
Nice.
Yummy.
And Danny and Quimby came over last night to help me celebrate my birthday, and I saved 2 for them, so they got to have them too. What did you guys think?
They were tasty.
Good. They're really good.
I bet they tasted really awesome, like fresh.
They were right out of the oven. So good.
Oh. Well, good job, Ashley.
Oh, you lucky man, you. That's a pretty good birthday present.
It was a great birthday. Yeah.
I love it. Well, guess what they announced this week?
What?
There's going to be another B-Rob versus Eddie Sports Event.
Yeah, there That's is.
Right. It's going to be phenomenal and epic.
So what are the two tasks? What is it?
Well, since summer's right around the corner, we have picked two of the best summertime games. Summertime. We got some horseshoes and some bocce ball.
Bocce ball.
Yes.
Aww. It is bocce ball.
Oh, it's the what? Best game in the world. It's really fun. Bocce ball is a game with balls.
And bocce.
And bocce. The bocce is this little teeny tiny little ball.
Is it like a seeker?
Like a ping
yes,
pong ball.
Yes, yes. That can was for you, Space
Now we're talking.
You can consider it the size of a
snitch.
A snitch. And you, what you do is you take this ball and you like throw it out. The ball lands, you know, somewhere random in the grass where you're playing. And so you have four big balls that are like weighted. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you try to get your balls as close as you can to the bocce. Mm-hmm. And if you land on the bocce, I believe it's 3 points. If you're like one like foot space away from it, you get 2 points. And any other balls around it, you get 1 point.
Is this a game that can be played with two people?
It can be played with up to four people.
Okay.
It's a really fun game. It's one of the best beach games ever invented.
Yeah.
Even though it was invented in Italy.
You can't. Can you say that that is the best? Like more than Over the Line?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and anybody can play pretty much. It's a fun, fun game. So that means that B-Rub has a fighting chance.
It's the same concept of as horseshoes and all that.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah.
Like horseshoes. What? Have you ever played horseshoes before, nerd?
Yes.
What's the game that's played on ice where you slide the
curling
disc? That's it. That's cool too.
Yeah. But bocce ball and horseshoes, it is going to be a battle of epic proportions, sir.
Who do you think has the advantage?
Eddie's
Eddie
going to win.
Eddie on everything, whatever.
Well, okay. Eddie didn't win last time.
As long
time.
As he's not sick.
Exactly. As long as he doesn't have the Ebola virus, I think he'll be doing all
and
right.
And Mikey's substituting for him. Sorry.
I thought that caller had a great idea, though, for the flexing contest. Between the two of them?
Excuse me?
Do you remember the caller?
Was that Dr. Wayne?
That was Dr. Wayne.
Oh, my gosh.
I called in and suggested that it would be cool to see both of them tanked up in oil and have a little flexing contest. And that Dr. Wayne killed me this
He's
week.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that Eddie line is weird.
As a fellow.
How did these strange people get this phone number, I wonder?
I gotta go, guys. My Playboys are here.
I'm surprised that Paparazzi doesn't have that special Eddie line phone number.
I actually, until yesterday, I thought Paparazzi was just a Mikey character.
He's a real person. I saw him at the K1 Speed event, dude. Brad, as they call him. Even has commercials.
B-Rad.
I think Eddie will win for sure. He seemed to be very familiar with the bocce ball. And I see Eddie as one of those guys like out on the beach just tossing him out.
Yep.
It's gonna be hardcore. Anybody wanna take money on the
I'll take your money.
Really?
Bet money.
Oh, it's gonna be hot stuff. Wrap it up, you guys. Is there anything else that we get to look forward to next week? I just thought of something. Do you know what Monday will be? It will be Our Lady Skies.
421.
Half birthday. And this week, in honor of Skies, half birthday.
When's the parade?
Well, there are many things. First off, we went and got Sky a present last night because we realized it was her half birthday on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you remember, Sky loves Richard Simmons' Sweatin' to the Oldies.
Ooh.
In fact, she loves the Rockin' Robin routine. If any of you remember back in the day, she did a Rockin' Robin routine for all the guys on the show because she used to work out with Richard Simmons' Sweatin' to the Oldies.
Ooh.
She played it so much that she wore out the tape. And so last night at a creepy video store that Space Boy took us to.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Awesome.
With $2 rentals, FYI.
Did they have a curtain?
On one side of the room, but we won't go into that. I saw Sweatin' to the Oldies, a different edition.
Quimby was in there for quite a while.
Yeah, I couldn't get myself away.
Walked out with a couple bags.
She walked out sweating.
Oh, gosh, no, I didn't. I swear. It was just Sweatin' to the Oldies, I promise. So as we walked in the store, we saw a couple of little workout videos, and I see out of the corner of my eye Sweatin' to the Oldies, and immediately I'm drawn to it. Space Boy purchased it.
Oh boy.
And so Miss Sky will be receiving a Sweatin' to the Oldies tape.
She mentioned a while ago that her copy had been played so many times that it was all worn out and unwatchable.
So we thought we would just help her out and
why
give her
not give her
video?
Half of a birthday cake.
I can do
still has the VHS player, I hope.
Stuff that her half.
She does.
Yeah, but it's her half birthday, so we shouldn't go too crazy. Shouldn't go too crazy because we already have a week of celebrating in October for her birthday.
So the floats are out.
Yeah, the floats are out. And don't whatever
cancel
you do,
the band.
Don't toast her. Sky not on the half birthday.
Toaster.
We don't have
now,
that in writing.
Is Eddie like out this year? Didn't he proclaim he was purposely forgetting her half birthday?
I don't think he'll even be let to forget the half birthday. That's the conundrum. He can say he'll forget it, but you know what? She makes such a big deal every year, he'll remember it. He will remember it. And in honor of Miss Sky's birthday, we are doing yet another Mad Lib this week. And our character will be... Oh, Miss Sky! We're going to have a very exciting Mad Lib. Since there are so many words associated with the character of Miss Sky, we have way too many words this week. So this week I put up a post in the announcement section for our newest Mad Lib. Danny and Corman wrote in there, I think, two other people, Praetorian and Medic. Let's just give credit where credit is due. And they gave us a bunch of words to use this week for our Mad Lib. And this week's Mad Lib for Miss Sky consists of adjectives and nouns. So I have two plastic bags I've put together with a variety of words. This week, we'll be using Danny, Corman's, myself, Medic's, and Praetorian's ideas to fill in our newest Mad Lib.
Cool.
So, the title of this week's Mad Lib is Miss Sky's Political Speech. Space Boy, would you happen to have a pen or pencil over there, sir? Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think this week we are going to have more than enough adjectives and nouns to use. It'll be sad if we don't pick a few.
Yeah.
So I say, who has the adjective bag? Is that you, Danny?
Yes, that is me.
All right, and Corman, you have the noun bag.
Yes.
All right, I will be going to the both of you now. Adjective, Danny, please pull one out.
Golden.
Golden. All right, Danny, I need another adjective.
Shiny.
Shiny. Nice. Okay, now we need a plural noun. Corman,
plural
please give
noun.
Me something.
Are there all plural nouns in here, or do I just put an S at the end?
Just put an S at the end, sir.
Well, this is the only noun I need right here. Ham.
Oh, yes.
Hams.
Hams. All right.
I'm just drawing this eight times.
You know what? You can get me another noun, please. There's
another
a lot
noun.
Of good ones in there, you guys. I just want you to know.
And... Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kongs. All right. We all know how Sky loves her Donkey Kong and how much it hurts sometimes. All right, Danny, can you give us an adjective?
In the Donkey Kong 2.
Hamtastic.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I must give credit where credit is due, and I made that up. Thank you very much. All right, I need another noun, sir.
News girl.
Oh my gosh.
Girl.
This
is
going to be awesome. Another noun, please.
Hey, another noun. Ooh, B-team.
Another noun, please.
Oh, man.
Popular guy right
I'm
now.
Popular. Okay. Gold bullion.
Yes.
It's a
oh
good thing.
Oh my gosh.
I knew what that meant because that's not how you spell
okay.
bullion.
I tried. Adjective.
Bouillon?
It's bouillon.
Bouillon.
It's bouillon.
Adjective?
It's actually
yes.
L in bouillon.
Honey baked.
All right. Now, we asked for the name of a man And, well, I'm making the executive decision that it will be Ramsay.
Yes.
You can't, I love you, Ramsay.
What is Skye without Ramsay? I ask you. What is Skye without Ramsay? She's just a lonely little rich lady with her gold bouillon sitting alone with her bear claws.
They're bear claws.
Lovely. Danny, can I get another adjective, sir?
Yes. Rich?
Oh, yes. And can I get a noun, Mr. Noun?
The theater.
Yes. Theater. May I have an adjective, adjective man? Oh, talk to me.
I'm going.
I go to the theater.
Confident.
Okay, sweet. Corbin.
Confident.
Hot tub.
Jacuzzi.
Another noun. I make it plural, sir.
Another. Oh, well, I can't really. I can't really plural that.
Well, that's.
It's urine.
Oh, we'll just do it like Mr. Ramsay does. Urines.
Urines, Miss Sky.
Awesome. Another noun with a plural ending, sir.
With a plural ending. How about manservants?
Manservants. I love it.
My manservant ran.
And I need three more adjectives, Danny. Let's go.
Sunburnt.
Oh my god. That's great.
High.
I love weed.
Wealthy.
Lovely. Lovely. I think everything here belongs to Miss Skye. Spaceboy, would you like to be Miss Skye this week? Would you bring her into the room, please? Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to introduce to you Miss Skye. Hello, Miss Skye. How are you today?
Yes, hello.
Stand up.
Lovely, thank you. I heard you just came in from the Honey Bake store.
Yes, of course. Where else would I be today?
Did you buy out the store yet again?
Shut up.
So today I hear you're giving us a political speech. Please read.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, on this golden occasion, it is a privilege to address such a shiny-looking group of hams. I can tell from your smiling Donkey Kong that you will support my hamtastic program.
Yes!
In the coming election. I promise that, if elected, there will be a news girl in every beating. And two gold bullion in every garage.
Yes, I want her for president.
I want to warn you against my honey-baked opponent, Mr. Ramsay. The man is nothing but a rich theater. He has a confident character and is working hot tub in glove with the criminal elements.
Whoa.
If elected, I promise to eliminate vice. I will keep the urines off the city streets. I will keep crooks from dipping their manservants in the public till.
That sounds naughty.
That's bad.
I promise you sunburned governments, high taxes, and wealthy schools.
Yay! Thank you, Miss Skye.
That's awesome.
You are a winner in my book.
That was awesome.
I'm voting for that. Are you voting for that?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I can get behind that program. Wealthy schools. And gold bouillon in every garage. Yes.
That was pretty good.
I'm down for that.
I like gold bouillon. That was hot. Hot. So, man.
I could just do Mad Libs all day.
I could do Mad Libs forever. Seriously. Forever and ever. So, folks, we're going to put out a poll this week. Tell us what character you would like us to do for our next Mad Lib. I think you will all enjoy it because there are many characters and many words. Like Dr. Wayne, we could use Polaroids, Playboys,
yeah.
Xbox 360s, Naughty.
I'd like to suggest now Beto.
That'd be really good.
I'd love to have a Beto.
Dude, let's get pregnant. Don't make me take my shirt off, bro.
Oh, my God. You know who else would be great? Barbara. She'd be a great little character.
Barbara.
I love it. So we're going to put that up on the P1 site. P1set.com. P1set.com. Welcome to the realm. p1site.com. We're mixing things up a bit because we're saving the best for last this afternoon. So, Danny.
Yes.
What can you tell me were the hottest posts this week?
We had a couple in random.
Mm-hmm.
You, my dear, had an interesting post in 3-word post.
Oh,
you want to talk about that?
Well, the other evening I was a little bored sitting at home. And I was very sad to see that 3-word post has not yet gotten up to 100 pages. So, on the advice of one of my multiple personalities, I decided to take this page from 94 pages to 100 pages, ladies and gentlemen. And Sanjaya and JD were there to watch it all happen. I made up the weirdest things ever just to fill in that 3-word post.
What were you writing?
I was just writing things like, Corman is gay. Danny, or Carla is cool. Medic is something. Like, I just started thinking of people's names and just throwing out, like, whatever. Started saying weird things like, omega-3 acids. I mean, I was just thinking of anything random that came to my head and just said 3 words, blah, blah, blah. And I had a little help from JD, who kept coming in there saying how weird I was.
Yeah.
I mean, and if JD calls me weird, then I'm like, dang it. How am I really that weird? But he went in there and wrote like some 8-word posts, which is totally against the rules. Don't you ever make 8-word posts.
Don't get me started on the rule breaking.
It was fun. And now 3-word post is now up to 104, 105 pages. Sky, Carla, everybody just jumped in there and had a lot of fun. It was good stuff. Danny, wasn't there like some kind of, I think there was a post this week that maybe everybody freaked out the most about. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, Corman knows what I'm talking about. This week in new members, somebody decided to join the site this week.
Yeah.
This is probably the most exciting thread I've seen in a long time.
It's pretty cool.
But
the Clown King Woods.
Yes, the Clown King Woods came and joined the site under much scrutiny.
It's honorable.
In the beginning, Corman, you were the person to email Eddie and figure out if this was real.
Yeah, I emailed Eddie and just asked if it was valid. And he sent me an email right back saying, yeah, it's definitely him. And then Eddie decided to get on to reminisce with him.
Oh my God, that was the best ever. I couldn't believe that was happening. But the King Clown Woods, he is now a member of P1 Site. And if you write, I believe if you write in the section where he is at, I believe at some point he will get back to you.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of cool because when he first signed up, his name was just the Clown King Woods. And then the next day when he signed back up, he changed his name to P1, the Clown King Woods.
Oh, I have a brutal story about that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, why is that, Danny?
Oh, man. Okay. So I damn it. Okay, the thing is, when new members join, no one kind of tells them to put P1 in front of their name. So every member that joins, I send them a PM personally, and I tell them how exactly to change their name so that it says P1. Well, I PM'd him, and it was early, and I was grumpy, and his first response was, well, I'm not a P1, I'm from Dallas. And I didn't read the name, so I didn't make the connection.
Oh.
And so I'm like, this guy's jerking me around.
Didn't realize that. And he still came back.
And yeah.
In spite of you.
Well, and so I basically told him that he would be deleted if he didn't change his name.
Oh, wow.
P1.
And he still came back. It's a wonder we have anyone.
I know. Harassing people, making them change their name.
Just like that someone named Bauman last week you deleted, right?
No, it's just so that we keep the porn bots off the site because they are deleted. If your name doesn't say P1 in front of it, I will delete you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just picking.
So,
everybody change your name. I dare you.
Yeah.
Just F with Danny.
So if it says P1 porn bot, that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. P1 free sex cams.
I think Bacardi tried that, and it didn't go over so well.
So he was cool about it. He asked me how to change it, and I did. And I showed him how. But, it was kind of embarrassing once I realized who he was exactly, and then I kind of looked into it more, and it was Steve Woods, which I was embarrassed, so sorry, dude, my bad.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Oh, man. We also had a big thing with the $50 tattoo gift card at random. Ow. So a lot of people who aren't 18, well, not even a lot of people. I just think people were questioning whether you had to be 18 to do the tattoo. And so a lot of other people started jumping in there going, well, hey, if you don't want your tattoo coupon, just give it to me. And
yeah, I'm not 18 yet. I can't get one.
No, you're not. You're only 12. You're pretty big for 12.
Well, thank you.
Creepy. What are you, from Cuba or something?
Well, I live next to a Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm. Makes you grow big and tall. But I just, like we said earlier in the show, you can't use multiple $50 gift cards all together. You can't do that. It's lame. And I don't think...
It's actually lame. I think it's against the rules.
I think I misspoke there, folks.
Yeah, I think they'd be smart enough to not hand out like a gajillion of these gift certificates. Because if one guy just kind of has like 100 of them,
I guarantee only one per visit per tattoo. Guarantee you. It's like any other coupon you get for anything else.
I guarantee it's one per person, too. I'm pretty sure they take a picture. Or, you know, they take, you know, your ID and they remember that number off your ID. Pretty sure they're smart about that.
Yeah, it's because that'd be too many.
Yeah.
It was an exciting week. And Danny, overall, are you seeing more people coming to the site during the day?
There's more traffic now. Definitely, I'm hoping now that Eddie joined back, which happened during the week, you know, we're going to start to see more traffic.
Yes. So tell your friends, if you have friends who are P1s and they want to meet other P1s, come to events. We're always thinking of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So just, it's a good way to like communicate with other P1s, kind of see what's going on in the P1 quote unquote community.
Totally.
You know,
poke fun at Corman.
Yes. Yeah, to poke fun at Corman.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, we're talking about getting together and stuff for the sticker strike. We're planning to kind of join as a group for breakfast that morning. So anyone who listens to this podcast or is on the website.
7:30 a.m. be at the IHOP across, by the stadium.
Yeah, near the stadium.
I will be there for 30 minutes and then later getting in line to get my sticker.
Yeah.
If you're there, you're there. If you're not, P1300 said that he is going to bring his motorhome to this event. So, as the time gets closer, we'll be organizing a little more. Make sure you bring your stars and your bars. Don't forget that.
I'm bringing a football.
Oh, you are? I'm bringing my meth lab in a trailer, actually. It's going to be really cool. Figure to have a P1 sticker on that. Just in case, you know.
Did they say they're going to have a stage set up, too, or something?
Yeah, so. Okay. There'll probably be a stage set up.
So there will be an area to mingle.
Oh, yeah, and I think Missy is going to be there, Robin Roth, potentially. BC and Clint will more than likely be there.
Totally, Blunder.
As well as Mr.
Like everybody.
Mr. Budweiser. Okay?
Blunder, I call him
He's
Blunder.
He's trying to distance himself now, folks.
Are you fat?
Yeah.
So who's going to be back running the store?
Probably the interns.
Really?
Yeah, okay. There's not really a DJ. Rick Lawrence is usually the DJ over the weekend, so...
Lots of traffic.
Yes, lots and lots of traffic. Yeah, and he's a DJ, so what do you know? Yeah. It's going to be hot.
Rick's voice turns me on, and I'm a man.
That's odd.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
So you like it when he says nuts to butts on the 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is one of my favorite lines ever.
Oh, my God. Dude.
You just made a sailor blush. Very good, nerd.
Freaking
very good.
Nerd, dude. All the time.
Lawrence says that.
But
he does,
like,
too. It's awesome.
Nerd is like the little silent. What do you think? Like stealth
you
over
know
here.
What?
Silent, assassin. I'm like the ninja.
Yeah.
If you see me, you're already dead.
Yeah, pretty much. It's man. Okay, that caught me off guard.
Well, now that Nerd's back,
Nerd. Speak about nuts to butts.
Oh my gosh.
Spaceboy, your birthday. We celebrated your birthday last night.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. You guys took me out to Ultra Zone.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I schooled you in laser tag.
No, you did not.
I think I did.
One game. Thank you.
I still killed you.
Well, no. Quimby over here had to rip up my stat sheet because I was going to frame that.
Okay.
When you got number 2.
I almost cried.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty nerdy what we did do last night. And since P1 Nerd is back, we're bringing back one of our favorite segments. We are bringing back Nerdy News, ladies and gentlemen. All the latest. Mr. Nerd, I'm sure you've been reading your nerdy posts with your gigabytes and megabytes. Greetings.
Greetings.
My lightsaber is bigger than your lightsaber.
Oh, speaking of lightsabers, I do have news about it.
Oh really? Are they making real lightsabers for my pocket protector?
No. But for Star Wars video game news, there's two little things. Actually, two big things. For Star Wars The Force Unleashed, it's coming to all platforms, but for the Wii, it's going to be the first game you actually hold the Wiimote as a lightsaber instead of just waving it around like Lego Star Wars and it does its own thing. The Wiimote knows what you're doing.
What?
And with the nunchuck, so with your right or left hand, you're using the lightsaber, and with your nunchuck on the other hand, that's when you push it forward, it uses the Force. So you're pushing
Oh my god.
So imagine that. Lightsaber, and then boom, Force. And it knows if you're going forward, up, or down. So,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm back in on nerdy news. Thank you. Tell me more.
Can you choke somebody with that?
Yes.
Can you do the little choke with your forefinger and your thumb, choke them with the Force?
Well, you're going to be using the nunchuck and pressing a button to choke them, but also you can lift them up or smack them down. Do whatever you want to those poor stormtroopers.
Yep. OMG.
Yep, it's going to be cool.
I can't wait.
Yep, and Soul Calibur 4 it's like a Street Fighter game, you know. You have two people fighting each other, and you can be Yoda or Darth Vader, which is really, really cool.
There's a trailer for it or something on the set, right?
It just came out, the Soul Calibur 4 trailer. Go ahead and look for it at GameTrailers.com. I'll have a link on the show notes for all the games and the news that I'm reporting.
I think Talon actually posted it in the forums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks so cool, so sexy, so fun.
Can you be Boba Fett?
No, I'm sorry.
What?
No. Can it be an Ewok?
No, it's just...
Can I be Jar Jar Binks?
Two special characters. Just, please? It's not a Star Wars game. It's just two special characters that they were licensed.
Can I be that dancing blue chick in Jabba's Hutt?
Can I be Hammerhead?
Jabba's Hutt.
Can I be Jabba and just choke a bitch? Like, can we do that? Oh my
god. Can I be little Annie?
Can I be Princess Leia? Do they have, like, wee wire bras and panties? With little buns you can wear on the side of your head, too?
Can I be the little rat that hung out with Jabba the Hutt?
Mm-hmm. Can I be Sebulba? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sebulba.
Can I be a stormtrooper?
Hey, why you do that to me, huh?
Can I be one of those little furry things that sells the droids?
Can I be... I love it.
The sand people?
The dink-dinks.
Yeah.
The dink-dinks.
The dink, yeah.
Ooh, Dini.
You know that one of the Ewoks actually spoke in Tagalog.
No way.
Yeah.
Did he say peck mo maho?
He said, out of my way, peck.
No, he said, oyuna maganda.
Did he say maha kita?
No.
That means I love
you. There was
Filipino.
Willow in that.
So cute. Aww.
You know Willow was in an Ewok, right?
Willow. Yes, I know.
I'm sure Spaceboy knew that, but...
What?
It's hot. But anyways...
Speaking of more Wii stuff...
Ooh.
This is a good thing for all guys and girls. And girls, maybe you should get this. You know that the Wii Fit is coming out. Is where, you know, to keep fit, it has a little board that you can stand on.
Are you fat?
And it helps you keep fit by making you jog on it and do some yoga techniques and do some jogs and exercises. Well, let's see here. I'll read a quote from the ABC News article. Peekaboo, a company that specializes in temporary at-home stripper poles.
Peekaboo. What?
Including one endorsed by Carmen Electra. announced this week that it's developing a strip aerobics game for the Wii.
Yes! Yes! I am down with that.
Yeah, because Danny wants to learn how to be a stripper, guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what
we'll
be used for.
I can't wait to see Danny hanging upside down on his stripper
Whatever,
pole
dude,
in
I'm
the
watching.
Middle of his living room.
Do they have, like, Wii, like, money?
Yeah, but it's hosted by Tom Selleck, so you might not dig it.
Can I just live in Wii World?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to live through my me and just sit on my couch. But then you can be fit now with Wii. That is so weird.
That's so weird.
That is so weird. Now kids will never go outside again.
Yeah.
We'll just have a bunch of...
Kids don't now. Well, you have to make them
We'll just
out
have
now.
A bunch of pasty kids who only know how to live their lives via Wii. They won't know how to bowl, play baseball, tennis. I mean, everybody's just going to be walking around like, hey, I can play with my Wii. I mean, you can be Tiger Woods now. I love it. It's hot.
Whatever. I'm going to make it rain Wii what? Wii style.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, boot camp through the Wii.
Can I get ones through the Wii, please? Thank you.
My Wii joined the military.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll have like Wii bars where you can like pretend to drink out of your Wii remote.
Well, okay. Do you know about this Sony Home?
Yeah, it's PlayStation's version of a virtual place that you can
live in.
It's
freaking awesome, dude. You have to see it.
It's just another way to interact with other people who are on Home? PS3. And you have your own little space and show your achievements. Like, oh, I beat this game. Or I got the high score in this game. Look at my trophies. But it's all in a virtual world. Kind of like Second Life or something like that.
Exactly. It is so sick.
Oh, my God.
And then you can have, like, your own apartment and stuff. You can have, like, your own apartment and stuff and, like, buy furniture.
You actually have to buy the components, though. You never have to move away from home. Do you actually have to buy the components?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, buy everything individually?
I believe so, yeah.
I've seen something like that. There's a real big game, but it's so expensive.
Oh, I don't... It's ridiculous. Pretty sure Sony was going to make it reasonable. Well, I don't... You know Sony.
What's reasonable for you know, pixels?
Yeah, exactly.
Mega pixels and JPEGs. Do you got anything else about it back there?
That's about it, but one more thing. Last thing. Nerd advice. Someone posted, Ray told me that she saw someone post something about someone not knowing what to get, either a PC or a Mac. Nerd advice. Oh my God. You're going to get a Mac, you're not going to play much games. But if you're going to get a PC, that's where most of the games are. But then you're going to be having to upgrade almost every month. So it's up to you. If you're more of a designer, it's a Mac. If you're more of a gamer or programmer, it's PC. So that's my nerdy advice.
And you know what they say? Once you go Mac, you ain't ever going back, baby.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Danny, what you got?
Do you know anything about this Yahoo buyout?
What? Microsoft?
Yeah.
Did Yahoo succumb to it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think so, dude.
Last I heard, the offer was $41 billion.
Say no, Yahoo. Say no.
Well, they pay that all in gold bullion.
That's some skrill right there.
That's all I want is bullion. Well, dang, dude. Microsoft wants everything.
Yeah.
Before you know it, Microsoft will buy you. That's right. I said it. Bill Gates will own your life.
No, Steve Jobs does now.
I don't care. PC, Mac, whatever. I'm all friends. I'm not racist towards, you know, the systems, whatever they're called. You know, the way you choose to live your computer life. It ain't bad.
Only sunburned Mexicans.
Oh. Oh. Danny.
Ouch.
I'm sorry. BFF? BFF.
I know I just brutal. Brought it down, but that's... I enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
Great. You guys, I should... Well, that was nerdy news. It was pretty super. Nerd, we're so glad that you were here. Maybe next time we'll... Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot believe this is happening, but Nerd's dog is licking his face. And it is a real dog, I must tell you. Aw, P1 PJ. He's a good little dog. He's like, little PJ. Aw, you're so cute. Little P1 PJ. He's a dog that has P1 sight tattooed in his ear.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah, he does. I just got it done with my $50 gift certificate.
Oh, my God.
I got it early because I'm an elite P1. What's up now? Man.
Ass.
Well, this was, I must say, this has been the most interesting podcast to date, ladies and gentlemen.
For sure.
I offended Danny. I think, what else did I do? I genuinely made all of your days. Nerd returned. That was a highlight for me.
You didn't sing.
Yes. He didn't sing.
You didn't.
No. I can't believe it. It's a milestone for the show. Corman actually came out of the closet right before this broadcast.
I went back in.
Well, please come back out. We're waiting. All your lovers out here are waiting.
I like fur coats.
I almost took the skin off Danny's back. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Can we be friends again?
Yep.
I'm sure the whole P1 site is concerned about our friendship.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. All six of you listening out there, exactly. I hope you like love this. We're friends again.
Yeah.
Spaceboy, tell us what you think about this week.
Which part of this week?
What did you hate the most?
Your face?
Yes. Oh. And then I guess nothing much has changed.
This week's podcast? This week's Mikey show?
Yeah. What can you say? They were the best ever. You can't even say anything about them. Next week, we are bringing back Magic Beans. Hey, yes. Why not? It's more fun to torture Corman than anybody else in this room.
Whoopee.
Yay. Well, you got through the worst one, though, Corman. I must tell you. Vomit was the worst.
According to you.
It was the worst. You're going to be okay.
I can't wait.
And any of you else out there have some suggestions, get in there to p1site.com.
Whoa. Not be raw. We're not suggesting crap for me to eat.
Yeah. Well, it's not crap. They're jelly beans, Danny.
Spaceboy made a kind of comment, and I think we agreed that from now on we're going to be posting everything that you guys want to suggest in the random section, and you guys can critique us, give us advice, anything you guys want in the random section of p1site.com.
We need it. We really need it. We're amateurs here, so any feedback that we get, I love it. So next week we won't be there will be no podcast next week. Danny's going to Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Padres game. Yeah. I want to have a life.
Yeah.
Spaceboy, what are you doing next weekend?
I'm hanging out.
Sweet. Nerd, you got anything special happening next weekend?
No, just coding web pages and training my dog.
Mm-hmm. Bits and bytes. Love it.
Bits, bytes, mega, kilo, giga.
Do you guys sell cogs over there? Cogs and space parts.
Roswell cogs?
And yes. Space. It's going to be hot. Corman, next weekend?
What?
Anything spectacular?
Oh, actually, we're kind of thinking about taking the kids to Disneyland.
Cool. Lovely. And jokes and jokes. So next next podcast is tentatively scheduled for May 2nd, 2008.
Yes.
Eights, just like Ramsey says. And I love you guys, all of you, genuinely. And if there's anything I can do to make your day better, just let me know at p1site.com. And all of your favorite Mikey Show moments, they are at mikeyshow.com. Go there too. It's an equal world. Let's share the love with everybody. Thanks again, boys, for coming.
Yeah,
Carla, thanks for being part of the audience. I hope we didn't bore you too much. And everybody out there, have a good week. Make sure you're turning into the Mikey Show. And make sure that you're posting at p1site.com.